Right, you ready for some intro?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you
come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
Sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening. My name is Robin Tate. I'm in Northern Ireland. No one else is in Northern Ireland, just me. This is episode 620.75 of the Overseas Connection podcast for the 7th of March, 2021. I better say it's episode 621 or Mark will poop his pants.
Hey, I didn't bring it up. It was one of our Facebook listeners, watchers, listeners, whatever they are.
Whatever they are. Anyway, this is a video game podcast. It goes out every single week. It's amazing. Every single week on a Sunday at 9 o'clock in the UK and various times throughout the UK. Oops, the US. But the most important one, which is Central Time, which is 3 p.m.
Yay!
And from that, you can do math. We go out on twitch.tv/OC podcast and on YouTube and anywhere else that seems to be off the moment. Okay, so I'm your host. Our glorious leader, Mr. DeLacy, is driving back home from the hair transplant sex change clinic. He got a twofer, and he's on his way back through the high mountains with Mini Me. And he's not here this week, so that's sad. Safe driving, safe home, Greg DeLacy. I'm here with Kim and her glorious laugh. I can see her pecs, Daddy, over her left shoulder.
Pecs.
I was just like, wait a minute.
Yeah. And Mark Wright is spinning the decks.
Echo-free, by the way.
Echo-free zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah,
It's okay.
It is something to do with Mexico. I'm not quite sure. There was a birthday this week, but we missed. Wasn't it Lewis? Didn't Lewis have his birthday? I think it was yesterday. Happy birthday, Lewis. And if I'm wrong, happy birthday, Lewis. So, yeah. Okay, we're going to talk video games this week. We are. And we're going to talk our lives and stuff that has went on. Because it's been a very strange week. For me, anyway. So, let's get to that, Mark, eh? Will we?
Yep.
Hooray, story time.
Okay, so I'm going to start here with a little pre-bit to say that I'm on call right now. I'm on standby and I could disappear poof at any second. Without a moment's notice, without a ta-ra or a to-do, I may have to go. I will be back most likely, unless someone has died. But my beloved wife is very ill. Very sore. Her back spasmed, went out on Tuesday. She has literally been on the sofa since Tuesday, which is now almost a week. She can hardly move. I've never, ever seen her like this. She went to a chiropractor, didn't really help, and she's off to the specialist doctor early tomorrow morning. But as you can imagine, with a very busy job, a separate side career, and seven people, depending on who's here, to look after, washing laundry, blah, blah, blah. My week has been glorious. And I can't complain because Judith is the one with all the pain, but I'm absolutely fucking exhausted, and the sooner it's sorted out, the better.
How dare she hurt her back, Robin? How dare she?
And do you know what? She didn't. I mean, it always comes to that point where the babies get to a certain size and she carries them too much. Mm. And then, you know, it wasn't that she was lifting anything. She bent down to pick something up.
It's usually something trivial, what does it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then it just went. And she, if you picture a ladybird book with the little old lady that lived in the shoe, or old Mother Hubbard walking along with a hand in the back bent over, that's Judith right now. It's terrifying. So I mean, she can't lie flat. So she has tried to go to bed, but she ends up coming downstairs at 2 a.m. In fact, she's given in tonight. And she says, "I'm going to just sit upright." I think she's leaving here at 7 to see the doctor at 8 a.m. or something. Mm-hmm. So, it's been nutty. So I may, probably not for her, but if Jasmine doesn't settle, I may get called into the house. So I hope not. I hope it'll be all right. I think I've got her well settled. Anyway, that explains a lot. So talk about stuff that Kim was all into this week, because Kim was all into lots of stuff this week.
I don't know about lots of stuff, but I did have a day off, which was nice because I actually got to watch some adult TV. And when I say that, I don't mean porn, but like shows that are normally meant for adults.
Yeah.
You know, things that did involve cartoon puppy dogs and, you know, dinosaur ranching and that sort of thing. So that was nice. Let's see. I bought Valhalla because it was on sale this week and I had some MS bucks to blow. So, I ended up buying the Ultimate Edition. So I got that. I haven't started playing it yet, but then I'm kind of holding off because, well, you know.
Is that the one where you get Valhalla and the Immortal game? There's a twin pack, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I saw that yesterday, and if I had held off buying the Immortals, you know, I would have bought that one, but I'd already bought it.
Oh, you'd already bought it. Ah, right, okay.
Yeah. I was like, I was kind of aggravated, but it worked out. Cause like I said, I got the Ultimate Edition, which has the... What is it? The season pass some extra armor or something, and I think like an extra quest or something. So after everything was said and done, I only spent like $60 on it, and it's originally like 100 and something. Yeah. So I didn't think I did so bad.
And you'll get your money for Fabix. It's a huge game.
Well, that's why I kind of haven't started it yet, because I can already see myself sinking like 300 hours into this, and I'm not sure I'm ready to bite off another gigantic game at the moment. So.
I think I'm 95 hours in it, and I'm nowhere near the end yet.
Let's see. That's it. So, other than that, I've been putting the Switch through its paces this week. So, I will say I'm kind of glad I bought that little sucker. I didn't know if I'd play it as much as I would, but I'm playing it a lot. So,
yeah, nice and handy to pick up.
Exactly. When I'm sitting there at like 7 o'clock at night, and I've done the chores and made supper, and I'm just sitting there, and TV's boring, I'll pick it up and start. Well, lately it's been Super Lucky's Tale, and then I bought a couple other games that I'll talk about later. And yeah, you sit there, and I can play for a couple hours or like an hour or whatever, and then you know by that time it's bedtime. So yeah, it's been kind of nice. So at least I get some gaming in.
Yeah,
so.
You got Tony the Light, didn't you? Did you get the full one, or did you get a light as well?
I got the Light.
All right,
I kind of kicked myself there at first because I thought maybe I should have bought the regular Switch.
I think I'd rather get the Light. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be. Apparently, it's not as heavy, which is nice because, you know, you do hold that thing for quite a long time. So
yeah, it is lighter. Yeah.
Yep. So it's nice. I'm like I said, I'm enjoying it. I'm probably playing mine more than Tony's probably playing his. Right. So, yeah. So that's about it for me. It's been a usual boring week, pretty much, at my house, which is nice. So
I have. Oh, sorry to be really boring and non-gamey. I mean, has the weather got better because it was a bit crappy for you guys last week?
Yeah. It's actually as of right now, it's like 64, 66 degrees outside. So, and here at least 1 or 2 days last week, I even broke out shorts. So so we're getting there.
Sorry, we have an announcement to make. We need to move mountains right now. We need to move mountains because the mountains are buffering the show. Wow. Damn it, those mountains. Let's buffer that show. Buffer those.
if you hear an echo, Greg, that's the mountains. It's not us.
You're dear.
Oh boy.
Well, stock market has been fun again this week. We've had 2 months of complete and utter disaster. I'm praying to the Lord that it is at pretty much rock bottom now, and we'll find out tomorrow morning, I suppose. So it really, really got bad. I mean, like 40% wiped off a lot of stuff. And you've got your stimulus package in America was signed off $1 trillion yesterday. That should give people sort of some sort of positivity, even though it's all a bit wank and the way it's been worked out this time. But it seems to all have been caused, most of it has been by the head of the US Treasury, and the market's just not saying the things that they expected each other to say, and they've been fighting with each other. So good time to make money at the moment. Good time to buy if you have any money left. So scary looking at my portfolio, how much is wiped off it this week. But it'll come back. It'll come back. What else have I been up to? Yeah, work unbelievably busy. It's frigging crazy. Still in lockdown over here. Not enough hours in the day between family life and work life. And all that stuff, it's been kind of nutty.
I'll
bet. And I have to admit, I'm really looking forward to this. This is the first time I've had, probably all week, that I haven't had just been looking after somebody or running to the next pillar to post. So I've been really looking forward to tonight. Kind of what's sad, isn't it? It's sad, sad.
No, because I'm usually in the same boat because you guys are usually the only other adults I talk to during the week. So
I know, what do you do? What do you do? I know. Your dad doesn't really count. I understand that.
You mean when he's not buried in his tablet yelling at me about YouTube videos or the news or something like that?
Oh, has he been addicted to any, has he kind of found squirrel videos, or what's he addicted to?
What was it? The other night he fell asleep to some woodworking video. I don't know what the guy was building, but he was building something, and Dad had fallen asleep to it. So whatever it was, apparently Dad didn't find it interesting by any stretch, so I just turned the light off, left his tablet on while he was sitting there snoring away, and I thought, well, eventually he'll wake up. So and he did.
Funny when a lot of us have the same YouTube feed in the house, and I have to be very careful now because the boys are getting high, suspicious, because the feed is now when you watch one thing, it fires up loads more of the other. So they're, why is Robin searching for Florida 2021? I have to be careful with that. Yeah. So I got the accommodation. I don't know if it's mentioned last week. I've got the accommodations now booked as well. So. Lovely house, nice house, themed safari. Did do that. So you're just researching what we're going to try and do, park tickets and stuff this year. But that's something nice to look forward to. That's positivity. Positivity. I've actually taught Jasmine a new trick. I know it's a bit late into the day, but when I shout now, who do we love? Guess who she shouts.
Daddy?
Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
Who do we love? Donald Trump. Anyway, I must get it recorded. It's very funny and very, very cute. Mark, what about you, lad? What have you been up to, mate?
Similar to you, Robin, just really crazy busy at work because COVID has hit our little centre again. The typhoon is now off isolating because his sister's been tested positive, so he's had to go off for 10 days. So it just puts added pressure on everyone else, and it's just absolutely crazy. I'm getting decrepit now. I've done my shoulder in, that's why I haven't been on for a couple of weeks. I'm in massive pain with my left shoulder. I don't know what I've done to it. I can't get in the doctors. They won't even fucking answer the phone. I can't make an appointment. You try to make an appointment online and it just says no appointments. So it's just crazy.
I don't understand that. I mean, maybe they're just so used to it over here, but there's not the same waiting list thing over here whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, we can generally phone the doctor in the morning and see him or them within hours, usually.
I used to be able to, but he just in a queue, and I was number 7 in the queue for an hour the other day, and I just hung up. I couldn't be asked waiting any longer. So it's just crazy. So I'm off tomorrow, so I'm going to actually go in tomorrow and see if I can make an appointment. But our doctors is now over 2 surgeries. They've, amalgamated. And I know one site is just for COVID vaccines because I've got my COVID vaccine booked as well for a week on Tuesday. Tuesday the 16th, I think it is. So yeah, I've got that booked. I got a text message saying you can come in, you can book for your vaccine. This was a couple of weeks ago, and then 10 seconds later, I got another text saying, "Sorry, we're out of vaccine." So they've run out of vaccine really, really quickly. I must have booked all the slots up, so we've got some in now. So yeah,
I think we get our second one at the end of this month sometime.
Right? Yeah.
And I think it will be fine, and we will, you know, no problem with it whatsoever. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the sugar water will help.
Yeah.
And away we go, you know.
So the little bit of free time I have had on the night time in between being in agony and sleeping, we've started watching, and I know it's not new or anything, it's been out quite a while now, we've started watching Homeland.
Oh, well, sorry, as I came in, I just finished off. I had sort of half an episode watched, and I watched the last bit of it before I came out here. Is this the latest season?
No, from the beginning. We just started season one.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
I kind of envy you.
Yeah. David Morton put it on Facebook that he's just starting season eight, and I put, is it worth a watch? Because I've not seen any of it. Because we just finished watching four seasons of some shit on Netflix, what Jenny wanted to watch, Shadowhunters, Mortal Instruments.
Chicago PD, I'm on it. Season 8 is almost there, it's all the last one.
Yeah, so yeah, we've started Homeland now, something I want to watch. And yeah, four episodes in, and it's really good, really interesting.
It's fabulous. I'd say it is, some parts of it are hard to watch. Because she goes to some dark places, this girl, and she has a really hard life at times.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is really well written, really intense, and some of the decisions she makes challenges your own, thinking. Like, what would you have done? You know.
Yeah.
So I'm envious of you because it's super.
Yeah, we've got eight full seasons to go out on this. So yeah,
and you've got. You've got the girl from V, of course.
Marina, she was in Firefly. Deadpool, oh my Deadpool. God, she's gorgeous, and she was in Deadpool as well. Yeah,
damn. Oh, yeah,
she's quite revealing in this one as well, isn't she?
Very like Kim.
Yeah.
In fact, when I look at her, I see Kim. That's it.
she's gorgeous. What's her full name? Marina Bakarin or Bakarin.
Bakara or something like that.
Oh, yeah, she's so nice.
Yeah, Homeland, really good. It's excellent. I finished Florida Man, the book. The last few chapters, and several throughout it as well, but the last two chapters just made me laugh. I was listening in the car, just made me laugh out loud. It was so good. It wrapped this one up so well, and it's just a disaster story of white trash, but it's really, really funny. And times it's just wow. And you know, there was a lovely thing, a seed sown in the beginning couple of chapters, which just came to fruition right at the very end. So very, very clever writing. So Florida Man, very, very good. And I started on the second book of The Last Hunter, which again is narrated by your man, R.C. Bray. But, The Last Hunter is, you wouldn't know it's R.C. Bray. And I haven't looked, is it what date it was on or how far back it was? Let me see. Release date 20? Wow. You just wouldn't know it was him. It's very, very different. The odd time you hear the voice. Because he has a very, very distinct voice, but it's very, very different. So I mean, The Last Hunter is kind of odd. It actually probably appealed to Kim quite a bit, because it is not wolves and shit. Okay, it's about this wee boy, and he was born in Antarctica, right? And under mysterious circumstances, the only child to be born on Antarctica, because nobody lives there. It's only, science huts and small, tiny little village things. So the little thing is, he was the only one born there. And when he's about 14 or 15, and his mom and dad are like sciencey people, and they all go back again, and they're all looking forward to him. They're saying that weird things happened after he was born, like the big ice shelf broke off and strange things happened. So when he went back, strange things really did happen. And he didn't feel the cold at all and disappeared out into the night. And then ends up in this sort of underground world where people have been living there for years, and they live underground, and they have powers, and there's dinosaurs, and there's all sorts of weird stuff. It's like weird things. Yeah, and he's the all-powerful messiah coming back, and there's these giants and like Thor and people like that are all there, and they're coming back to attack the humans, and he's going to be the leader of them. Anyway, it's not my usual cup of tea, but it's interesting, and I'm on to the second. It comes as a three books for one sort of thing, and I'm on to the second book now. So it's The Last Hunter. It's a bit swords and sorcery sort of thing, but with naked boys underground. Yeah. Robin! that's fun. Yeah, so that's what I've been listening to. That's good. Okay. So we've survived a week. It's been a tough week for me, and it's been a hard week because of Mark's shoulder. Mark, is it your wanking arm or your non-wanking arm?
No comment.
Okay.
It just affects me at work, doesn't it, with all the manual labour.
Well, if you weren't wanking at work, Jesus Christ, yeah. Dude, are you that bored? I mean, what?
You could be working away, you forget, and you'll take a wheel off, and all of a sudden you go, because just weight of it just fucks you up.
Ah, you're ambidextrous, okay.
So let's just say I'm not disadvantaging myself.
Oh, dear. Okay. I hope you all have had a decent week out there, and you said safe, and you haven't been affected too much by this virus. Hopefully it's getting better. The numbers seem to be going the right direction for most places. Let's be sensible and safe. I think it's the only way to get out of it, but carry on. Okay, gaming stuff. Let's do it, Mark. Gaming.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
As I suck on my sable grapes, I want to listen to Kim's dulcet tones talking about the highlights of the free games that aren't free, Greg DeLacy, that are free to us all. My blessed children, talk us through this blasphemous list.
Alrighty, I'll do that. Alrighty, for your Xbox games for the month, we have Dandara Trials of Fear Edition, which is still available up until the 15th of this month. And we have Orphase Breakout, which is available to the end of the month. And of course, the all-exciting Vicious Attack Llama Apocalypse, which is available now through April 15th. Well, not now. I guess it'd be April 16th, or March 16th. My bad. Sorry. But it'll be available later this month, because, you know, we all got to have that llama apocalypse going on. Metal Slug 3, which is available now through the 15th, and then after that, there will be Port Royale 3, which will be available on March 16th. So, you know, go get your llamas. For your PlayStation Plus, for the month of March, we have Final Fantasy VII Remake, Marquette, Remnant from the Ashes, and Farpoint VR. So your Twitch Prime games for the month, which are Blasphemous, Boomerang Foo, Bomber Crew Deluxe, Skydrift, and Tingami. And for, you know, Stadia Pro, if anyone still cares about Stadia Pro, we have Pixel Junk Raiders, Pac-Man, Mega Tunnel Battle, and Avicii Invector, and Reigns. That one's down there at the bottom, so there's that. And I don't know what the Epic Games are this week.
That's isn't it?
Yeah, that one's not, and I didn't think to catch it before the show. So I'm sure there's a free game on Epic. I'm just not exactly sure what it is. So,
but
I'm sure there's, you know.
It is. Drum roll. Where it is. War Game. And that is until March 11th, and then it's Surviving Mars and Alsim
Game. Well, there
you go. Yeah, Phil Alsim Game.
Oh, definitely.
Lots of free stuff there.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, yeah. If you like free stuff, there's free stuff there, which isn't really free. Footnote, Greg Lucy. And yeah. All right. I did watch Major Nelson's review of the llamas and bits and pieces and all the things that were coming out.
And I bet he said it was great, didn't he? Because he says every game is great.
Yeah, well, there was stuff there he was mentioning about Dirt, the new Dirt.
Dirt 5.
Dirt game? Is that on Xbox?
It's just come to Game Pass, yeah.
Game Pass.
Yeah, last Thursday.
Maybe we need to start to introduce the new things out of the Game Pass, because I actually think that the Games with Gold stuff is pretty almost irrelevant these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit embarrassing, really, when you compare it to your Game Pass and your PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Llama Apocalypse. That's all I'm saying.
Compared to Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Don't knock a llama. Seriously, forgot him. What's a llama ever did to you?
Well, nothing yet, but, you know, it's still early.
A donkey once stole my scarf. Yeah, that was embarrassing. I was it nearly strangled me to death. I was at a zoo in County Cork, in the south of Ireland, with a girl from Scotland. And we went, it was a lovely sunny day, and I was standing beside the donkey, like Shrek, you know, standing there for a photograph. And the thing, and I had the scarf thing around me. And it grabbed it, and not just one end, it all came off, two ends, and my neck. I went for a ride with the donkey almost down the fence. And it was funny for all of half a second, and then I had to, you know, I thought I was going to die. I was being so brave. Yeah. Donkey death.
That'd be terrible.
Bit of a sort of like random fact for people. The village of Saltaire, where I live in, that was... In the Victorian age, it was a massive mill, and it was a massive textile industry in this area, and they used alpaca wool, and that's what made it. Yep.
Oh.
In our local park, there's a statue of alpacas. Yeah.
So interesting.
Part of a llama family. Yeah, yeah. So it's all related with llamas.
Do you know what? I heard an interesting fact about mills this week as well. Actually, that was on Friday. I was with a client's place in their restaurant, and it's on the site of an old mill. And an aunt of mine, who wasn't an aunt, it's a long story, a pen pal friend of my mother's. I have to get into this now, don't I? Anyway, so this mill and my mum worked in a mill, and they were 50 or 60 miles apart during the end of the war. And there was linen mills, and the linen mill in Dungannon, in a place called Mogashil, okay? They did one part of the process to the linen, and Annie Gallagher, who was my not-aunt, put a note in her package, which went to the Lambeg Mill, where my mother worked, and requesting a pen pal. A pen pal. And my mother wrote back to Annie Gallagher, and this is the 1940s, I suppose, late 1940s, somewhere in there, they became fast friends and were together all through our lives. And we went up there, that's how that started. Anyway, we were in this mill where this all happened, where Annie, because it's not a mill anymore, it's now there's restaurants and shops there. And the term, do you have the term Millie? Hey, Mark, have you ever heard of, you know, look at those wee Millies about wee girls? Yeah, no, that's slaps.
No.
No, okay, well, over here we have the term, like a slapper, a bike, you know.
Yeah.
But we would call them millies.
Right.
Those wee millies there. Not me, they're the wee millies. I never knew where that came from, but it was explained to me on Friday that the millies were the girls who worked in the mills.
Right.
They were millies.
Yeah.
So I know where that term came from. So I learned something new. You know what? So there's a bit of small information about Northern Ireland that you didn't need to know that now you know. We call bikes millies. Tate is louder than normal. Robin has lost my gain knob.
He just went really loud.
I haven't touched my knobs, but I'll turn one down, but I haven't touched my knobs. I'll fiddle with my knob. It's better than fiddling with my back end. Millie, okay, very good. Thank you for letting us know our freebies, Kim. All right, stuff that we've played. I've played All Squared because of life, but I still, even though I've been unbelievably tired with a severe lack of sleep, unbelievably busy, I still have carved out my time to punch madly in the air for no particular reason whatsoever. And with my Quest 2 and Fit XR. And I have to say, the weight is still coming off gradually now. I don't understand why I am getting things here, because I'm not lifting weights. I'm air punching, shadow boxing, and I seem to be getting lumps in my arms, and it's kind of odd, but it's kind of cool too. Hey guys,
you get some wrist weights or something.
I wear them, but not all the time, because it throws your timing off.
Mm-hmm.
I did buy a few more packs. I bought there's workout packs. So there's I bought one there through the week called the Intense Pack, which are 15-20 minute workouts. And I usually do two of them. Highly intense. There's a warm up one beforehand. High intensity, really, really good. Really, you really know you've done it. You really know you've done a good workout. So it's good fun. I'm interested to know, when you go to do your workout, there are usually four or five people at each side of you, and the scoreboard takes a while to fill up with people's names. And I'm wondering, is that faux or is it real? People all playing at the same time? Because you can decide to go solo or not. Now, the odd time when I'm punching and you're getting all a bit, you're getting into it, you accidentally press on your hand controller and it goes into the pause and you have to resume and it carries on. So I'm wondering, you know, is it just pretend people beside me? Because I'm now trying to, when there's a little gap in the songs, I'm trying to do the wave at them and stuff to see if I get any reaction. That hasn't happened yet. It's probably not. It's probably faux. Probably, you know, maybe it's real people.
It might be asynchronous.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, but that's interesting to know.
I've noticed on this video, you actually, some of them you have to hit from different angles, like uppercuts, and you have to block and you have to duck and everything, don't you?
So there's the jab, uppercut from the side,
yeah.
And then some of the more intense ones as well, you're actually punching downwards, which is a bit odd. Some of the extreme ones are, you know, it's a lot of moves, you know. So and the ducking, the ducking and into the side, and then you change your footwork. So I know it's a game, but I know it's a fitnessy thing, but it is a game, and now that I'm starting to repeat some of the levels, I want to be the top of this leaderboard, so I want to, you know, be the highest score you get extra points for your streak. So, you know, hitting the punches correctly and on time, you know, so your streak rate goes up. And also the harder you punch and the more accurate you punch, you get more points. So I'm chasing the scoreboard, but I'm also chasing my personal records.
Yeah.
My
self-improvement.
Yes, points record. So, I mean, it is gamified a bit. And now that Ginger Chin, he's been playing it a bit as well. I don't see any sort of real multiplayer stuff. I don't know what you would do. I mean, you know, I don't fancy hugging Pete in the sweat, you know, all sweaty. the gingery sweat going down all those tattoos. It's good. I mean, it's not really gaming as such as we know it, but it's what I got at the moment. It really is. Sorry.
I understand that.
Maybe, hopefully, in a little while, it'll settle off a bit. I think part of the problem is that anybody that has a I've always said before, I've always carved out time. Ask a busy man to do something and you'll get it done. But I kind of think an almost three-year-old,
yes.
Yeah, there.
Yep.
I'm 50, whatever it is now. And yeah, when you get that, you know, she goes to bed sort of 7 o'clock at night now, you know, half six to seven o'clock. And you'll maybe get, you know, there'll be another hour of tidying up and maybe mopping the floor, or doing bits and pieces. So there's that sort of 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, which is like, ooh.
Exactly.
It's decompress. And I go downhill so fast now. And I know it's a habit thing, but by half 10, 11 o'clock, I'm usually now, I'm going to bed. I'm done. And part of my problem is I have the Series X. If I bring the Series X inside, will it make a difference? No, it won't. No, it just, life has to maybe not just be just as busy. I think that's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. That's me. So I'll let you guys talk. I suppose you can start with Kim, Mark, their video stuff, because you've got some interesting, weird, wonderful stuff here as well. So let's talk about Kim, baby.
Okay.
Let's talk about me and me. Let's talk about all of the games that she's been playing, not with me. Let's talk about games.
I haven't been playing with anyone, so that's the problem, I think. But no, I'm in the same boat as Robin. You know, my nephew is 2 and my other ones are 8 and the other one will be 2. And yeah, you know, after they've gone home for the day and then I've got, you know, chores to do and then I have supper to make. And like you said, then there's that couple hours before, you know, you have to go to bed and you just, you lay there on the couch and you're just like, I should get up and go play a game. But, that's where the Switch comes in handy, though, because, you know, now I kind of can, so it's been kind of nice. It doesn't allow me to, you know, obviously play with you guys very much, because, you know, it's a Switch, but
many a times DeLacy would go on at lunchtime, and during his lunch break and play, and you'd catch him then. That's about 8 o'clock here, wouldn't that be right, Mark?
Yeah.
All right, last time. And I don't know how he does that, but he hasn't. I don't think he's even done that for a while, because I think he's that busy, too.
That's it.
Saying that, there's a new Nintendo advert out here at the moment. Mark, you've maybe seen it. And it's about the lads are left at home and the wives go out to work. And they're supposed to be at home doing the chores. So, like, there's one guy leaning against the washing machine with a Switch and somebody else is maybe somewhere else in the house, maybe in the kitchen with a Switch. They're not doing their chores. They've got together, the four mates, playing Super Mario or Super Mario Odyssey or playing something in a four-player online co-op. So, I mean, there is opportunities there. We can, and not do laundry. I wish I had done that today.
Right?
I must have done 6 or 8 bunches of laundry today. Oh, my goodness. I iron 2 big baskets. Forget it, that. My goodness. And then those kids, they're in a mess behind them. Wouldn't even be a dishwasher. Won't teach the toilet roll. Anyway, I'm ranting again.
A woman's work's never done, is it, Robin?
Never.
Alrighty. Well, here's some of the games I've played. Speaking of the Switch, like I said, I haven't had much time to get on the Xbox, so it's been mainly on the Switch. And with that being said, I played a lot of Super Lucky's Tale.
So question: in the title of this, it's New Super Lucky's Tale. Yeah. Is this the same game as the Super Lucky Tales on Xbox, or is it a new game?
Yes. It's the same game. Oh, I think maybe there might be some extra levels, or maybe they might have remastered it a little, and maybe that's where the new comes in. I'm not sure. But it's basically the same game.
Yes.
I mean, I am kind of getting to the frustrating part, where, of course, to get all the pages, you have to get all the, 300 coins, and you have to spell out his name, and, you know, that gets a little frustrating at times. But I'm, like I said, with it being on the Switch, it's a little more, I don't know, accessible, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. I don't tend to get the gamer rage quite with it that I got with it on the Xbox. But, getting all the extra stuff to get all the extra pages is kind of tedious at times, but I'm sticking with it. It's all right. You know, like I said, it beats sitting there listening to my father yell at his tablet over the news or what have you. So I'll be okay.
For me, that was the only sort of downer, because it was a fun game, and then that bit sort of turns it into a bit of a grindy game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have been happy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have to get so many coins to get to the next, open the next area.
It's,
yeah.
It's a big game. I mean, there's lots of levels. Yeah. You know, and yeah. then go, oh, goodness, I'd be happy to get through all these levels, but it just, I don't
like
know.
Kim says, it is one of those games you can pick up and play for 10 minutes at a time.
I
still haven't finished this. I could, every now and again, I'll just do a few levels. But it is a really good game if you like platformers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. And I'm at the part now with the Yetis, and they're all wrestlers, and they all are like Hulk Hogan. So that's been kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because we're going around, and you talk to them, and they call you brother and all that all the time. So that's hilarious. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a Hulk Hogan reference. But, so Super Lucky's Tale, that's been fun. And also on the Switch, I went ahead, and I got on Trine, which I have on the PlayStation, but I never really got into it.
Yeah,
but they had the four of them in one box for like $20, so I bought it. They're in well, you know. It's
were PlayStation things way back. I know Chris Williams, mm-hmm. Chris MGW. He just absolutely loved the Trine series, and they are because mm-hmm. they were like two player co op things. Maybe it's Trine. Yep.
Yeah, I think actually the later ones, the three, aren't they? Because there's three different main characters, and each of these can do a certain ability, and you need each of their abilities to get through the level.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And that's been interesting.
If you play solo, you switch between characters, don't you? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you switch between the three of them for whatever you need them to do.
Yeah.
And that took me a little bit to get used to, but I'm getting it figured out, and it's been fun. I started out with the first one, because obviously, you know, you want to start out with the first one, it's been interesting to say the least. Getting down sometimes exactly what they all do, or accidentally hitting the button and switching to one when you wanted the other one, you know, that's there's that. But for the most part, it's been pretty fun.
Very confusing for the Switch when you have to switch the characters and then switch again, and then you're on the Switch. There's a lot of switching.
I know, right? There's a lot of switching going on, isn't there?
You go switch, and your little console goes, huh? You go switch, and the console goes, huh? You go switch again, huh? It's terrible. You just see its little Japanese design thing going, huh?
Oh, so you go 1-2 switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you guys, I don't know. And the only non-Switch thing that I've played this week was Werewolf the Apocalypse, Heart of the Forest, which I actually won from a person off of Twitter, believe it or not, and I've got that for the Xbox. Yeah,
now, I got this mixed up with there's Werewolf Apocalypse, Blood Something, isn't there? Which is a full-on, like, 3D action game. This is not that, is it?
No, this is not it. No. I think it's, obviously with the title, it's apparently tied in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing, I think if I read right, this is actually based off a board game something, or like a D&D thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, this isn't like the new game that just came out. But this did come out last year sometime. I can't remember when exactly. But it's more of a text-based...
Yeah, it's like a digital text adventure, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of reading to it, which for me is fine. I don't mind it. Pete won't like it because, you know, you got to read. But, sorry, Pete. I don't know. I'm only about 20 or so minutes into it because I didn't get very far, but... You know, I'll hang with it and see how it does. Like I said, this doesn't bother me. I've played Wolf Among Us and a lot of those where there was, you know, a little bit of reading into it. And so this doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And it was free. So, you know, I might as well give it a good chance.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
I know Phil was kind of interested in it. So,
yeah. The other one's called Earthblood. That's the 3D action game, yeah.
Yeah, that's the prettier one, I guess you'd say. The one that doesn't require so much reading. So yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I didn't really want to jump into Valhalla because I knew it. You know, once I got sucked into that, I was going to be at it.
So good, Kim. It's so good.
You know,
it's so
good. But I got a lot I need to kind of clean up, like little short games, like the Gardens Between and some of those others.
Oh,
that
that's
I'd
a
like
to, game.
Yeah.
Too many games. Too many games. Too little time.
Oh, I know, right? And I just don't want to. I mean, I just got out of Amalur and spent 300. And I'm not even actually finished with that. But the last DLC I got stuck on, I kind of got bored with it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of time to move on, and maybe I'll come back to that later. I don't know. I'm pretty satisfied with what I got out of it so far. So if I don't get that one finished, I'm not feeling too shabby about it. So, unlike The Witcher, which I know I need to go back and finish the last DLC for that, and I will at some point, but that was also another story I kind of got burnt out on, so it happens. So, yeah. So, anyway, we'll see how it goes, and, you know, until my times change, but it'll probably be a lot more on the Switch than probably the Xbox for a while, so...
Yeah. There you go. Whatever, where you know, wherever you find it, you know, I'm in VR on Switch, huh? Yep. Switch, huh? And Mark is, you know, he's got whatever arm left to do whatever.
Yeah, it's affecting my gaming. I can only game for an hour before I'm in agony and I have to stop.
So. You should get someone else to hold it in their hand.
What about the controller? Oh, right. Okay, yeah, I know what I mean.
Speaking of which, you have been playing Valhalla.
Yes, I have been playing some more Valhalla. I'm about 95 hours in now, level 300 and fuck knows what now. Can't remember, it's really high. And there's still lots to do. There's still nowhere near the end. When I keep thinking I'm getting near the end, it keeps expanding a bit more. The alliances, what you unlock to cover the map and that to progress a story. I think I've got three left to do now. I've just started Jorvik, which is a famous Viking area in York, which is not far from me. So I'm doing Jorvik, and I think I've got Northumberland to do and one down south somewhere. But yeah, majority of it is done, that side of it. So yeah, really getting through it now. Still enjoying it, still loving the story, still loving the gameplay. Since I put it in performance mode instead of quality mode, I've preferred it a lot better because it drops the resolution down a little bit, but it's 60 frames a second. And when you're in combat, that makes a huge difference. It's so smooth. It's just absolutely superb on the Series X. But yeah, just plowing through that, so not a lot, really much to say on that. Nothing new happened in it, nothing too exciting. So yeah, just plodding that. Pete mentioned the river raids. I've just unlocked them, but I'm not trying them yet because my level's not high enough yet for that. So, yeah, still got the river raids to do. So that'll be something you to talk about next time, hopefully.
Yep.
I've also, as if we haven't enough games to play, I've been buying some games in the sale. Fuck, I'm so weak. So, and this is the Joysticks and Chills podcast fault. Neasy does it. John Nezit, it's his fault. He's been banging on about his game. I bought SnowRunner. It was on sale. I played MudRunner when it was on Game Pass.
This is a driving thing, okay.
Yeah, so I bought I played MudRunner when it was on Game Pass, but it left Game Pass, so I didn't have access to it. And every time I looked, it was still like 40, 50 quid. Now, SnowRunner is the sequel to this, so it's the bigger and better version. And it was finally on sale. I think it was 20 quid, so I got it while it was on sale. And I've not got much into it. When you first start a game up, like what's on screen now, you're in a little pickup truck, 4x4, and you can scout the area to see where you sort of like lay the land is and that, and you find your truck. And then I did my first mission in my truck, and it's all boggy and slippery. There's no snow in the first levels. It's just all muddy terrain. And it's quite interesting. It's you have to select the 4x4 and the brakes and the diff lock and the ratios and everything. So it's very vehicle geeky, which is obviously my cup of tea. So yeah, very interesting. And I think this is going to suck a lot of my time up. But yeah, not really got that far into it. Just touched the surface on that one.
Mm.
But also in the sale, what Kim's already mentioned... they're doing a lot of Ubisoft sales. Ubisoft are having a massive sale on Xbox. And I love the Far Cry series of games. Now, Far Cry 5, I loved the majority of that game, but there were a few things that pissed me off on that. Like the bosses where they just pulled you out of the game for no reason, just kidnapped you. And the stupid fucking wanker in the aeroplane would attack you even when you're in a mission. So it'd fail your mission. But apart from that, it's still a great game. Far Cry 3 and 4 are just superb. 5 was pretty good, but those bits put me off the latest one, which is New Dawn. But again, this is in the sale. And guess what? Yeah, I'm weak. I picked it up.
Is New Dawn not the one about the dinosaurs and stuff, isn't it?
No, that's Primal. New Dawn is the one with the twins. Now, at the end of 5, spoiler alert. Right, at the end of 5, if you haven't played it yet, turn off for 30 seconds. The place gets fucking nuked and it's game over. Everyone dies. Or if you're not underground, you're dead. Right? So everyone's back in the room. So Far Cry New Dawn carries on after that event. And you come out after that event and it's all changed. The environment's changed and mutated and modified. And there's these two twins who are sort of like part of a ruthless gang, and they're going around attacking these sort of like communities who are just trying to survive and farm and get resources. And these twins just come in and decimate the area, nick all your gear, kill everyone and burn the place down. So the opening of a game is you're just basically seeking help, and this train's coming along with some people who can probably help your community. That obviously gets hijacked by these twins. That's not a spoiler because that's the main premise of the game. So, yeah, and that's as far as I've got. I've not got far into it, but it's definitely your Far Cry games. The gun mechanics are the same, which is pretty good. There's some new weapons now because obviously you're scavenging and you're making stuff. So in the traditional Far Cry games, you had your bow and arrow and stuff. In this, your first weapon is you make like a saw blade shooting gun thing. So do you have a little like great angle grinder where you get little saw blades, you shoot them and it's so cool, and it's instant kills, takes the fucking heads off and everything. It's really good. And again, this was also influenced by Joysticks and Chill. Jay on there, he loves the Far Cry games, and I kept saying, oh no, it was 13 quid, that was it. And I said to Jay, is it worth 13 quid? And he would put, fuck hell yeah, of course it is, yeah, buy it. So yeah, for 13 quid, it's pretty decent so far. So again, early days, still got a lot to go into it, but it's XNS enhanced, so it runs really good on there. I've put it again in performance mode, so I get the extra frames, so it's butter smooth, and still graphically looks amazing. So yeah, that's about it really, not far into it. The scenery after what happened at the end of 5, which I won't spoil again, you'd think it'd be like Fallout, but it isn't. It's lush green and bright colours. So I don't know what the score is with that yet, but I'll soon find out, I suppose. So yeah, very interesting.
I do like the way they are upgrading a lot of stuff for X. And
then yeah, yeah.
Just, you know, without any extra costs and stuff. I think that's a nice feature. Thing. Okay, very good. Well, you know, we're all playing some different stuff.
Yep.
That's really cool. So thank you for your input. It has been most enlightening. Okay, let's move along.
I've got a quiz for you.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go with a quiz.
Oh, boy.
Let's do it.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
It's a shame Greg's not here because this is an achievement quiz. So I have been on, they're all the Xbox ones, so I've been on True Achievements and I've dug out achievements you've both achieved over the last 12 months. I'm going to give you the name of the achievement and you've got to tell me what game it is. And I will give you a clue if you want, I'll give you the date if it helps you, if you're struggling. Right, who wants to go first?
Ask Greg his as well, because I don't know if he's still in the car.
I'll do Greg's as well then. So the answer's easy. Yeah. Right, so Kim, I'll let you go first, Kim. Yeah. So your first achievement is called Aimbot. Aimbot. What game was that? I'll tell you today. You achieved it on the 13th of November, 2020.
Aimbot.
Ooh, could be a few.
Yeah,
November. Was that Titanfall 2?
It was, yes! I was just going to say, I'll give you another clue. You were pressured into getting this. Yes, Titanfall 2, yes, well done. Kim.
And I'm glad because it was very good, which I knew it would be because I like Titanfall. But...
Oh, yeah, it's a brilliant game. Right, we'll do Greg's now. Right, Greg, are you ready? Between your mountains, delicious. Greg's achievement is delicious, and he got it on the 15th of June 2020. So, can we hear him in the car? Text me, Greg. Text me on WhatsApp. Delicious.
No, he's answering it nice.
Oh, yeah, he's in the chat, yeah.
Yeah. No, very polite.
Yeah, yeah. But while he's replying, I'll give you yours, Robin. Mm-hmm. A perfect organism. A perfect organism, and you achieved that on the 14th of November 2020.
Okay, that's aliens.
Aliens.
Alien, whatever the fuck it's called. The ship, and it's the one with the dummy robots and Ripley's daughter.
Where you're on your own.
Yeah.
What's worse for being on your own? What do you have to do if you get COVID?
Wank.
Isolate. Alien isolation. Yeah.
Alien isolation.
And Greg's put man eater, and Greg is correct. It is man eater. Well done, Greg. Can't believe this is working while he's driving through the mountains.
Driving through the mountains and he comes.
Right.
He's driving through the mountains and he comes.
Right, your second game.
He'll be wearing frilly knickers when he drives through the mountains. He'll be wearing frilly knickers when he comes.
Right, Kim, your second achievement is Flesh of Prey. Flesh of Prey. And that was 29th of August 2020. So it's going back a bit.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was a Game Pass game, so I'll give you that. It narrows it down to about 100, doesn't it? Flesh of Prey.
August. Yeah. Dear God.
29th of August 2020.
I don't know.
It's got some similarities to Evolve.
Or like a torch?
Oh, Torchlight 2?
No.
Wrong. No, Fleshlight.
So in Evolve, you one of the you could be a certain thing and evolve.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. Carrion.
Carrion, yeah, well done.
Yeah,
well,
okay. All right.
Very good.
Right, I'll give Greg his so he can put that in the chat. Double cup.
Fleshlight better.
Greg, yours is Thrown to the Wolves. Thrown to the Wolves, and that was 21st of August 2020.
No Googling. Yeah, twat.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. He could be on his phone on True Achievements, couldn't he? Yeah. Right, Robin, your second one is Behind Closed Doors.
Mm.
Behind Closed Doors. And that was on the 13th of September 2020.
September?
Yeah, Behind Closed Doors. Again, I think this came at Game Pass. I think, this is going to give it away, maybe. I think you streamed this game.
Oh, okay. Scary shit. That's Resident Evil.
Which one?
Bio fucking shit hazard.
Yeah, Resident Evil 7. Yeah, well done. Yeah. Right, we're still waiting for Greg's answer for Thrown to the Wolves.
Come on!
Slacker.
Greg, Felicity.
Right, so I'll give Kim a third one. Unknown Caller. Unknown Caller, and this is quite a recent one. 7th of February.
Control.
Yay, Control.
Oh.
Yeah, I need to get back into that one too. It hasn't creeped me out yet.
Yeah.
So.
Robin, your third one is, you like this one? Big Knocker. Big Knocker. 17th of July 2020. Big Knocker.
Oh, it has to be something like. So it has to be something really rude.
Yeah.
I said it's not Donut Country because that.
No.
No. I did dabble with.
But it's
dabbled with South Park.
Yes, South Park the Thatcher Butter. Yeah, well done. I'll give you that. Yeah, it was South Park, Robin. Well done.
Very good. The Big Nugger, yeah.
Right, and then Greg's final one because he still hasn't seen his second one because he's a slacker. Is
he's a twat?
Yeah, but you two might get this. Well, Robin might get this. Knife to Meet You. Knife to Meet You. And he got that on 10th of October. So this isn't really working. Is it waiting for Greg to reply? Division. All right, so Greg's put Division 2 for Front of the Wolves. I can see where you're going with that, Greg, but you're wrong. It was EA Sports UFC 4. UFC 4, sorry, Greg. So Knife to Meet You, Greg. Do you know what, Robin? You really raved about this game, and you got me and Pete to play it as well.
Oh God, it has to be the little find that everybody has to play with great music and dancing and shooting. That has to be my banana game.
Yes, it is.
My friend Pedro.
Yeah, my friend Pedro. Yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah, it is.
Oh my God. Brilliant.
Yeah, so well done. Well done, everyone.
Right. I am.
Get a round of applause up for that.
I am. And just.
Yeah, that was knocked up in 5 minutes, that quiz. Sorry about that.
yeah. So was Judith. So. Okay.
And that's including 4 minutes of foreplay.
That's very, very good. Thank you. I love those quizzes. Thank you. Keep it up, Mark. Keep it up. Okay, you've got some community stuff that's going on there as well.
Right, me again. Right, okay, yeah, hang on.
For speed challenge. That seems to be going on well there. And there seems to be some interest in the other one, the other driving game at the moment. Wreckfest. Wreckfest. So goodness knows what's going to happen. It's lovely to see community play going on.
Yeah.
So tell us about this here, Mark.
Yeah, so last week's challenge for the Need for Speed Hot Pursuit remaster was Grand Ocean Coast, Roadsters Reborn. And I'll do it in reverse order. In last place was me again, with 3 minutes 52.82. In third place was Matt Nation, 3.39.86.
He's so slow.
Yeah, in second place was last week's winner, Martin Chesworth, with 3.37.27. But this week's winner is Lewis Raimondo with 3.32.59.
So, well done, Lewis.
Yeah, well done, Lewis. So Martin and Lewis are both tying with one win each. So,
and what do they win this week?
They win a round of applause. We'll just do a few more weeks and then we'll sort of like keep a tally on the wins because there's only four of us. Greg.
Well,
oh, no, that was you, Robin, who put that.
My friend, Pedro.
Yeah. So we'll just do a few more weeks because there's only four people taking part in this. I thought it might have... A few more people might have wanted to join in. But yeah, this week's track is, well, this will last for 2 weeks, Carson Ridge Reservoir, and it's a top one, which is Past Master. And this is a police rapid response one. So it's just a pure out-and-out, balls-to-the-wall race to the end to catch a bad guy. Carson Ridge Reservoir, Past Master.
Balls to the wall.
You've not heard that expression?
What does it actually mean?
I don't know, because it'd be quite uncomfortable putting your balls to the wall, wouldn't it, really?
I mean, gymnasts are, like, you know, really hanging down and you can miss
it. Swinging around a bit.
To the wall. Okay. Meaning, where does it come from? Balls to the wall.
Education, people. We're educating you on these things.
Maximum effort. It's either... get there when you get there, or go balls to the wall. There's no in between. As Joe McKenna, Dead City in 2006. I have heard of it, but what was it? And what was that meaning? Yeah. Balls to the wall? Okay. Interesting. I like these little things. Balls to the wall. It just would make some interesting photographs.
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
No, I don't want no photographs. Just want your times of your racing, please.
Okay, God damn it, let's get some news done.
News, that's me. Hang on, I'm on the wrong page.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, Nintendo Switch, you know, even if you didn't think you had enough Nintendo Switch, you're going to even have even more Nintendo Switch. You're going to have... outputting to 4K, and instead of having a measly 6.2 inches, you know, everybody would have been happy with that, but 7 inches, it makes all the difference. That small percentage of extra from 6.2 inches to 7 inches will make all the difference to get all of the beautiful, beautiful screen. Everything you want on display will be on display in the new Switch. So, this is what's coming for Nintendo after a record-breaking 2020. According to Bloomberg, a model with a larger OLED screen is coming. The business outlet sources indicate Samsung display will start producing rigid, rigid 7-inch 720.
A rigid 7-inch, Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Just get dream of that, don't we?
What we all can hope for.
Rigid 7-inch 720p OLED touchscreen. For the new device, as soon as June. I'm sure June will like it very much. Because it's rigid instead of flexible or flaccid like the screens on the new iPhone or Samsung's own Galaxy devices. It's cheaper to use, but not tacky. Cheaper, but not tacky. Sources also report that this model will be able to output 4K resolution graphics, although there aren't any specifics on the upgraded hardware inside to handle the resolution upgrade from 1080p on the existing NVIDIA Tegra powered units. The original Switch design has a measly tiddly 6.2-inch LCD, while the Switch screen light measures a paltry 5.5 inches. So a larger display that might even be more battery friendly and has features smaller bezels could drive a slew of upgrades. But for me, it's the rigid 7-inch screen that takes me to the fair. Yes. Wow. What do you think about that, Kim? Would you like to put in your 5.5-inch little screen for a 7-inch monster?
Well, you know, I might. I might at that, but yeah, we'll see.
She doesn't have the same heart, does she?
You know what? If you're having fun with your 5.5 inches, it doesn't matter how big the other one is. I'm sure you'll
That's
have
true.
Much fun. You know how to use it. You're getting the fun out of it that you want. Okay?
There you go.
Right. In other news, Valve, the wonderful company that once was, halts development on Artifact. You know, Valve, the Steam people,
the
have Half-Life, all of that there, you know. Yes, they had started this thing called Artifact, and now they're just going to make it free for everybody because no one gives a shit. Valve is halting the development of its Dota 2-inspired digital card game.
I don't even know.
Well, that's why I didn't know what the hell this was.
Okay. Yeah, the blog titled The Future of Artifact, the studio said the game's 2.0 rework hasn't attracted enough of an audience to justify further work and investment. But that's not the end of it. Blah, blah, blah. They're giving it away for blah. They're giving it away. Okay? So, you know.
So if the whole in development, how can they give it away? Is it finished? Or I don't understand it. If you're developing something and you halt development, how can you then just give it away? Is it unfinished?
Valve has made both. Your question is
totally
valid. It's valid, Mark, and I will give you an answer. They have made both the classic versions and 2.0 versions of Artifact. The latter is now known as Artifact Foundry, into a game that anyone can play for free. No need to spend money on any cards. However, neither version will get any future updates. So there's no chance of a 7-inch version of this game. Okay?
So that's sad.
People were pissed off. I don't understand why people were pissed off, because it says that they had to pay $20 to start playing the game and then spend money on booster packs and stuff like that. Sounds like the same as every other bloody game at the moment. Yeah. So, yeah, just maybe that card game stuff is you know, it's ran its course. Anyway, EA, our favorite company of all time, or something, they have delayed Need for Speed to focus on Battlefield.
Good choice.
Yes.
I miss Need for Speed, but then again, they all turn to blur into... So EA have previously said it would release the next Need for Speed and Battlefield games by March 2022. Imagine when we get to 2022. Okay, I don't think I'll see it.
No, I don't think any of us will see that.
That won't entirely be the case. The publisher is delaying the upcoming Need for Speed by a year as its developer, Criterion Games, is temporarily helping out EA DICE on Battlefield. Good. A good Battlefield is good. And especially if you can, you know, have better driving in the tanks, and maybe you can, you know, do some tricks in the tanks then and get the tail out of the tank. It's like the A-Team when they fly the tank. After it gets blown up out of the Hercules thing. Anyway, good stuff, good call. Whether it's lack of people or not, you know, concentrate on something that's really, really good and get it right. Do one thing, do it really, really, really well. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the next and most probably important announcement that ever been made.
Don't know about that.
There's a possible Aliens game coming. Possibly it may be better than Colonial Marines. I know.
That's pushing it a bit.
Is that possible?
Saying, I know exactly, Kim. Is it possible that someone can make a game better than Aliens Colonial Marines? Well, we will see.
This is a 7-inch version of Colonial Marines.
7.5 inches of tough Marines. Absolutely. Yep. The fire team, Aliens Fire Team, is an online-only survival shooter with xenomorph hordes. Okay.
Xenomorph hordes?
Xenomorph whores. That's the DLC. Xenomorph horde.
They like a bit of 7-inch as well, though.
6 years and 4 score years ago. No, 6 years and 4 acquisitions later, our forefathers. No, damn it. No one expected the Spanish Inquisition. 6 years and 4 acquisitions later, Cold Iron Studios is ready to reveal what kind of alien game it's been working on. Aliens Fire Team. It's a third-person squad-based survival shooter, and it's due to hit PC, PlayStation 4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and ZX81 this summer. Think Left 4 Dead with xenomorphs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're way there. So, there you are. Does not sound exciting, everybody.
Sure. I'll be right there.
Yeah. The footage for the released, it doesn't look that good, really, does it? To be honest. Do you think? Do you think it looks a bit like 3-4 year old? Is it just me being too picky? It looks a bit shit, really, if I'm honest. Anyway, we'll see. Well, it's not finished yet, is it? We'll see what the finished product's like. Robbie's staring at me now. He's thinking I'm going to get a flight over and fucking beat shit out of him.
I don't know.
It can't be worse than the other fucking alien Colonial Marines, can it, Robbie? Really?
I was about to say, I understand the problem they have trying to raise the bar above it. But that's...
Raise the bar, it's fucking buried 6 feet under, isn't it?
You're a way of saying it, you know.
Potatoes, potatoes.
Moving on, the Sinking City developer says its game was illegally uploaded to Steam. Maybe the cleaners must have accidentally hit
Who's upload. Been getting the money for it then?
Well, let's find out more, shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we?
let's delve deeper. Deeper.
The developer... That's developer.
DVLoper.
DVLoper. I like that. DVLoper. A studio named Frogwares says the Sinking City was so shit it was accidentally uploaded to Valve's storefront by its previous publisher without consent from its parents. On Monday, the studio shared a lengthy blog post and a video detailing its allegations against Nacon. In shorts, Frogwares claims that the company purchased a copy of the game from a competing storefront and then went on to hack and upload it to Steam. Do they really think they were going to get away with this? The developer said this is Nacon's third attempt to publish a pirated version of The Sinking City, and this latest one came after the company issued it a 48-hour ultimatum. That's the prequel to 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy. according to the studio, the Steam release of the game features several telltale signs that it has been altered, including missing logos and UI elements. Frogwares was able to examine the config files, that's the .bat file, using its own encryption key, which it appears Nacon didn't change when it re-uploaded the game. This sounds like bitchy schoolboys, to be honest with you. To be clear, this is hacking, and when hacking has the purpose of to steal an election from people, steal a product and make money with it, it's called piracy or counterfeiting. People should be killed for this. No. In order to achieve this goal, programmers with serious skills, that's skills, not kills, needed to be involved. This is not a DIY work by inexperienced people. This was done by Russians. No, by programmers who know the Unreal Engine well. Hello, I'm Jeffrey. Are you the Unreal Engine? I know you well. The two companies have been involved in litigation over The Sinking City since 2019. Is The Sinking City any good?
I don't know. I've got it on PS4 because my nephew bought it, so I have got access to it, but I've not played it. It does look intriguing, doesn't it?
It does.
It was the Games with Gold, I think, too, because I think I've got it on the Xbox.
I thought it was PS4 exclusive.
No. Ooh, I don't think so.
Right.
Ooh.
So.
But yeah, for the previous developer to actually buy a copy, hack it and then upload it to Steam to sell it, that's a bit naughty, isn't it? That's a bit stupid as well, isn't it?
Too right. We will update you as this story unfolds and watch our 8-episode documentary.
We'll stream the trial and the sentencing live.
Please. Okay. That's interesting. A lot of bitchiness and fun there going on. Anyway, speaking of bitchiness and stuff, PlayStation is to stop selling movies and TV shows via the PlayStation Store.
But why, Robin?
Loyal supporters of PlayStation movies and TV will be rather annoyed, Mark, I think.
Yeah.
Citing a shit in customer behavior towards streaming video services, Sony said today that it will no longer sell movies and TV shows through its PlayStation Store.
So, this doesn't go into this. If you've previously bought movies on the PlayStation Store, do you still have access to them? Because if not, I would be fucking pissed.
I will tell you, and I think you will be pissed on.
Right.
And I, for one, am going to piss on you right now. We have seen tremendous growth. Rigid growth from PlayStation fans using subscription-based and ad-based entertainment streaming services on our consoles, Sony's Vanessa Lee writes. With this shit shift in customer behavior, we have decided no longer to offer movie and TV purchases because our service is so fucking elderly crap, we can't compete.
For other players... Fuck you, we're shitting on you.
From August the 31st, 2021. When this change occurs, previously purchased movies and TV content will be available to customers, Sony says, and can be accessed via PlayStation 4 and 5 consoles and mobile devices. That sounds quite vague to me, Mark.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mm. How long is that until through September? or until the new year? Will it just slip off like Xbox TV? Will it disappear? And the people that said, oh, this new library from Sony is so much better looking than Netflix or Amazon. Oh, I'm going to buy thousands of movies and keep them all there. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Ah, well. Joe, what do you do? I haven't bought anything in there. Have you bought anything in there?
No, thank fuck, no.
Yeah, well...
If I had done, I'd be pissed after reading that.
So are you pissed on other people's behalf right now, Mark?
I am, yeah. I'm raging. For all those who bought movies on PlayStation 4, I'm raging for you.
We're raging. Sony, for the something.
Yeah, all these Sony people who've bought movies will be triggered.
Trigger. Trigger. Okay, we have an email from the Big Smooth again. Isn't that really good?
Is this a new email or is this last week's?
Oh, this is
I don't know because I haven't heard last week's show yet.
No, it must
we'll
be.
Read it out again.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a new one.
Is it?
Greetings, Greg and the gang. It's like Cool and the Gang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool and the Gang.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. This is definitely a new one because he's on about the fiddling at the back end because Greg re-uploaded.
Good show last week, even if the audio needed some fiddling in the back end.
Greg likes fiddling in the back end.
Poor old Cindy. He does. And when we got interviewed for this, and Greg interviewed us thoroughly in London year before last.
I still don't understand why we had to be naked, though, Robin, do you?
Well, I don't need a reason. Okay, I've never tried black cherry whiskey, and I'm bi-curious. I'll have to give it a try. Thanks for the recommendation, lads. Yeah, that was lovely. The black cherry, that was Jim Beam black cherry. It was really, really good. I did buy the honey one last week. The
I
one
thought you were cutting down on your alcohol.
Well, I had a hard week.
Fuck it.
I had to turn to something. I bought the honey one and it's not as good. The black cherry was damn. It was black velvet in that little boy's smile. Yeah, it got me naked, that did. Okay. State of play in Feb. I thought it was a pile of dog shit. I'm really mad as a PS5 owner because they don't have any, in block capitals, good games coming out this year. Wow. You guys were way too nice, correct use of two, about how bad this state of play was. How do you come out with new system and have nothing amazing to play? I am using my PS5 to play my PS4 games. Sure. They look and feel better, and that's nice, but, capital letters, it's still a PS4 game. Am I the only knob, the only one who feels like I purchased a next-gen console for no reason? No. I already own a fully stocked PC with nice shiny graphics. My brother and his sister and her cousin came over to check out the PS5 last week and he liked the console. But in the end, I told him not, capital letters, to buy one for at least a year because it has no games that are worth it. No, no, no. You should not be here. You should not do that. Get out, you naughty, naughty cat. Sorry.
Bit of ad-libbing going on there, I think.
Who feels like it was worth buying their new console? Everyone raise their hands.
But mine's an Xbox, not a PS5.
I didn't buy a new console. Well, I bought a Switch, but that's not new, so...
Yeah. And it has a 5.5-inch flaccid screen.
That's right, it does.
You got a new toy, and it's harder to get but you really got nothing to play but existing old games. You have to go over your old ones that you've been through loads of times and do them again and again. I just got caught up in the excitement of getting an item that's hard to get. That's partly why I'm not playing the game of chasing an Xbox Series X until Halo comes out. Show me the money, games. Then I'll spend my money. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a good day. Big Smooth out.
He used to sign off with Big Smooth out all the time, didn't he? I'm in this opposite thing. I've bought the Xbox, but I'm happy with mine. But I'm waiting until the new God of War and the new Horizon Zero Dawn come out before I think about buying a PlayStation 5. So, yeah, I get where it's coming from. But yeah,
but good email. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, buy a Switch. Play some Mario.
that's what I did.
If you want something like that, I've said before.
And if you wait a bit... If you wait a few months, you might even get a 7-inch one.
There you go.
Very rigid. Yeah. A very rigid 7-inch one.
Very, very good. Okay, where are we now? That's Facebook, that's Twitter, events and happenings. Oh, this is new release. Kimberly!
Yes!
Time for some new releases, my dear.
Woohoo! Alrighty. Your new releases for March 7th through the 13th are Apex Legends for the Switch on March 9th.
Switch!
Ginsu Skydrift, which sounds like it should be a knife or something. But anyway, for the PlayStation 4 on March 9th as well. Oh, get ready for this one. Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game 4. For what? I don't know, but 4. Alright, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC. Not the Switch, apparently. On March 11th. And then we have Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, for what? I don't know. But anyway, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Switch on March 12th. And I believe those are all the new releases.
Really has slowed off. I mean, the Chinese virus really has killed video game production and every other production, hasn't it? You know, really has. What do you do? Oh. We should do a game. Now would be the right time to release a game.
Yeah.
Yeah? What would it be, like a platformer? Platformer.
Yeah, the objective of the game is to actually fill all four seats on the podcast on the Sunday.
And on that note, if you've been enjoying the show, send an email off to podcast@ocpod.com and we'll have a chat. Seriously, do it. If you want to be involved in the show, have a chat.
Yeah.
We're always looking for new talent or victims. Okay. Victory Achieved is our ongoing competition. We draw it once every 3 months. The next draw will be at the end of this month, and you win money to buy games. All you have to do is finish a game, and with the credits rolling up the screen in their beautiful way, you take a selfie of yourself with your smiling, wonderful face. You can show your 7-inch off if you really want to. And send it off to @OC_podcast with a Twitter hashtag of #VictoryAchieved. And we'll pick it up. And you can win $20 or 15 quid. And this week, the people that finished some games, Jason. Jason finished a wonderful, tricky little platformer called Celeste, which tackles brain things and feelings and stuff. You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's good. It's hard. Mr. Killer Cranky, he had a ball with Super Mario Odyssey. One of the very, very best Nintendo games out there. You got to play that, Kim. Really, really good. You'll love me for it. Love me long time.
Mr.
Miyagi, he finished Yakuza Kiwami, and he loved it as much as Zero. Huh? And John, we have to talk, mate. Seriously, he played the game, and I don't know what drew you to this game, but you must have been in a dark place, mate. The suicide of Rachel Foster.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. He thought it was quite interesting and enlightening. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it's probably a very serious game. I can't imagine you're shooting bananas. Like, my friend Pedro in that game. It doesn't seem to be that sort of thing. Anyway, those people finish those games. They're in the draw, and it'll be drawn at the end of this month for that money. But for now, you play the someone yodeling in the mountains. Echo.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
God damn it, I needed this show tonight. You can tell as the show went on, my sort
yeah,
of...
yeah. When you first got on the call before we started the show, you were.
You thought I was like the suicide of Robin Tate.
Yeah. That was the next game on Steam, the suicide of Robin Tate. There was a man in Northern Ireland.
We want to hear from you. Email the show at podcast@ocpod.com, like Big Smooth did. And you can win stuff like he has this week as well. He's going to get so much stuff not sent to him, it will be unbelievable.
He'll be shocked that nothing will arrive in the post.
Exactly. First class. DHL. So you can also email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast. And Facebook is there as well, fb.ocpod.com. And anywhere that there's a presence out there, we might or may not be there. Leave us a review anyway, and that would be lovely. It really helps us. Okay, so we're going to close off very, very shortly. It's been a good show. It's helped my mood. I hope it's helped your mood. And Mark, talk to us about stuff.
What, my shout-outs? Or just general closing notes?
You can do whatever you want.
Right. Well, if you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at @OC_podcast. Email is podcast@ocpod.com. We've got a Facebook group, so that's quite active, so pop on there.
Mark?
Yep.
Did you just like tone out for like
yeah,
a
I
minute?
Did, yeah. Yeah, but you done all that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I said don't cover all that. But I'll do a shout out now then. Yeah, completely turned out.
If it makes you feel better, I don't want to interrupt you halfway through because I know that when you're in your stride.
Yeah. They're part of my shout outs. But yeah, my main shout outs are to David Morton for recommending Homeland. So yeah, I've started that now and I'm really enjoying it. And a big shout out to Judith Tate, and I hope your back gets better very quickly because I sympathise big time. So I've been there.
It's the sex, Mark.
Yeah. You're too rough, Robin. You're too rough.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Greg and Cindy and Colin. I hope you have a safe drive back through the mountains back to Lincoln, California. And to you guys for a great show. So thank you very much. Over to you, Kim. You don't have to do email or anything, Kim. I've covered that.
Okay, well, thank God, because, you know, that's usually not my bit anyway, so. Shout out to the Shatters, of course. There was three of them. We had Lord in there. Our very own Murphy's Law was in there. And Boomer, MD5, finally showed up after finding out the restream wasn't putting it in the chat. So I could barely make out his name on the screen, the little box on the screen, but it wasn't showing up in the chat. So finally I tracked him down on YouTube. I'm like, hey, we can't see you. So he came over to Twitch. So thanks, guys, for jumping in the chat and, you know, keeping us busy. Shout out to you guys as well. It's been a fun show. Of course, it always is. So, you know, what else is new? Hopefully everybody has a good week. Hopefully my nice weather holds out. I hope. And, I guess that's it for me. How are you, Robin?
Cool. Well, look, if you want to email the show, email us at podcast@ocpod.com. Of course, you can tweet us @OC_podcast. And we've got a Facebook group as well, fb.ocpod.com. In fact,
I never knew that.
You can probably leave us a message. So why don't you leave us a review? Isn't that good?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. I never knew that, Robin. No one said that before.
Okay. Greg, Cindy, drive safe. You're chatting away. I hope you are not driving, Greg. I'm sure with Cindy, you know, you're putting your man foot down and getting the woman to drive like a chauffeur. I hope you're actually sitting in the back, relaxing, you know, playing a few games. Woman, drive. Drive there, woman. Anyway. My wife, oh, goodness, please, please, please let her be on the road to recovery because I can't do this. of course, my wife is very, very much involved in _love, share, and foster. It's a fostering support group, and she heads it up with her two sisters. So it's three sisters fostering. It's kind of sexy. Three sisters, all doing the one thing. No, it's nothing sexy whatsoever. It's about everything you want to know about fostering, help, support. Are you interested? Can we help you? It's really good, and it's gone from strength to strength. So @_LoveSharonFoster on that thing called Instagram. To all the other guys and girls that aren't here tonight, Greg and Pete Chin and Phil and Rich and Nicole. Whoa, Nicole. Oh, wow. So, yeah, we love yous all. And to everybody that listens to this show and has supported us over the many, many, many years, more than 7 rigid years, please, we love yous all. Thank you very much. It's as Kim would sometimes say, we do it for you. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, everybody, we will be back next week. And yous have a safe and wonderful, sexy gaming week, and we'll catch you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
Who's the firewall? Okay, well, all right. So they kind of think it's from aircraft,
right?
The aircraft have up to 3 controls per power plant: throttle control mixture and the aircraft with the reciprocating power plants and propeller. Blah 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 blah. These controls can either be plungers that you push the ball end into
balls when you enter the levers, don't we?
Into the firewall for maximum power setting. So there was a firewall at the top.
Yeah,
lever at the ball top that you push towards the firewall for maximum. So putting the balls to the wall gives the aircraft maximum power for output takeoff. Balls
that makes sense.
There you go. So, balls to the wall.
Mm.